Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Len Dayton. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into some of the most intriguing entries from Wikipedia and dissect their broader impact on our lives. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're stepping into the world of espionage and gourmet cookery, two realms you might not expect to collide. We're talking about Len Dayton, a renowned British author whose stories have thrilled countless readers across generations. Len Dayton, an evocative name that might not immediately trigger a memory unless you're a fan of spy novels. But if I were to mention the IPCRES file, does that ring a bell? You see, Dayton is more than just an author. He's a cultural icon who weaves narratives that transcend the pages they're printed on. Born Leonard Cyril Dayton on February 18, 1929, in Marylebone, London, Dayton's journey is as fascinating as the stories he crafts. Now, here's a question for you to ponder. How do you think a mere chance encounter or an unexpected career choice shapes one's path? It's a recurring theme in Dayton's life and works. Dayton initially pursued studies at the Royal College of Art and worked as an illustrator in New York. Interestingly, it was during his stint as a flight attendant for BOEC, British Overseas Airways Corporation, that he encountered the shadowy world of intelligence. This accidental brush with espionage sowed the seeds of curiosity, which eventually blossomed into his first novel, The IPCRES File. This novel kicked off what is known as the Harry Palmer series. You might wonder, why Palmer? Why not a dashing name like James Bond? Well, Dayton intentionally crafted Palmer as a sort of anti-Bond, gritty, working class, and oh-so-realistic. His spy doesn't drive an Aston Martin, nor does he sip on shaken martinis. Instead, Palmer navigates his world with a dry wit and an innate ability to read between the lines, a reflection of the era's socioeconomic realities. The IPCRES file not only garnered critical acclaim, but also opened doors to the film industry. Picture this. It was the 1960s, and the film adaptation starred none other than Michael Caine, who set the tone for the gritty yet charismatic spy. The film was a massive hit and even competed in the upper echelons of the genre. But Dayton didn't stop at espionage. He crafted highly engaging historical fictions like Bomber and SSGB, each meticulously researched and deeply immersive. Ask yourself, what does it take to blend historical accuracy with engaging storytelling? Dayton answers that through his painstaking attention to detail and knack for storytelling. That brings us to another layer of Dayton's multifaceted life, his love for food, culminating in another unexpected career, that of a food writer. In fact, in the 1960s, Dayton wrote several cookbooks that catered to ordinary people, offering practical culinary advice. Interestingly, his comic-style cookbook, Len Dayton's Action Cookbook, arguably revolutionized kitchen literature in the UK, empowering men to step into the culinary domain, which was traditionally perceived as feminine. Could we say he was a catalyst for societal change in this regard? Now, as you consider Dayton's influence, try visualizing an artist of his caliber delving into the mundane yet potent act of cooking. One might even reflect on how this parallels writing itself, blending various elements to create something captivating. All right, here's a thought-provoking question for you. In a world increasingly defined by specialization, how valuable is it to be a jack-of-all-trades like Len Dayton? Was his diverse career merely a product of circumstance, or was it intrinsically valuable in shaping his unique worldview and, by extension, his readers' imaginations? As we delve deeper into Dayton's legacy, it's clear that his work continues to inspire and entertain us. His multi-genre exploration defies categorization, whether it's through the eyes of a world-weary spy or the detailed plans of a historic aerial attack. What resonates most is his ability to capture the nuances of his era and beyond. As we wrap up, take a moment to digest his story. How do the themes of espionage, history, and even cooking reflect societal shifts from the Cold War era to our present day? Let's not forget that storytelling is a powerful mirror reflecting both our personal and collective experiences. How can you wield your own story, no matter how unconventional, to impact the world around you? I'd like to encourage you to dive into one of Dayton's books if you haven't already. Explore the world he has so intricately created and reflect on the complex fabric of a life that melds the creative, the analytical, and the culinary into an unforgettable tapestry. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Len Dayton's world. Remember, knowledge is more than facts. It's a gateway to human connection and understanding. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep pondering and keep curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Len Dayton. Thanks for listening. See you next time.